Minute after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. My pleasure to welcome back to the show Mike Tarantino with Iberia Industrial Development Foundation. Joining us on the first Friday after the second Thursday.
We got to find a better date, way to describe that date, but so glad to be here.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole constitutional thing, how,
right.
You know, the election is the first Tuesday after the first Monday.
Right.
It can't be, you know, whatever, November 7th.
Right.
It's just not allowed.
Glad to be here anyway. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Usually it's the second Friday of the month, but yep. Just the way the calendar falls, happy to have you on this October 15th.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to a cooler weekend and great weather out there. Hopefully it all works out.
Yeah, that front, I'm hoping it pushes through for football tonight.
Well, you know, it normally happens that we get cool weather the weekend after the World
Championship.
The Gumbo
Cook-Off, absolutely.
So.
You know, not last year, obviously, it wasn't held, but 2 years in a row, the cool front came in Monday.
Wow.
I mean, Monday.
Wow, I know. It was a great time anyway, though.
Yeah, no doubt. I know you guys being right there in the neighborhood, you know, trying take some advantage of the festivities.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's a great community event. It supports a great cause, the Great Iberia Chamber of Commerce. It also supports a whole lot of other businesses in town. We have a lot of visitors that come in for the cook-off, and so we're always happy to welcome them. And, you know, the fact that, you know, all day Sunday, the entire downtown smells like wonderful smells of rue is great. So we're happy to support it, and hope folks can join us next year.
You know, we have talked about this in the past, but festivals, those kind of things are economic development opportunities as well.
Absolutely. We bring in a lot of folks from a whole, you know, all four corners. Folks like to have a good time, especially coming out of 2020. And so we were just glad that they were able to hold it and hold it safely. And it seemed like everyone had a great time. So congratulations to the winners. A lot of great gumbos to be had and tasted. And so good time had by all.
No doubt. IDF, remind us what it's all about, the mission there.
Yeah, so the Iberia Industrial Development Foundation serves as the economic development authority for Iberia Parish and all the municipalities. And we are a member-driven organization, a real public-private partnership. And our board is very unique. We have a 21-member board, half from the public sector, all the elected officials and other appointed officials, port directors, airport directors, the superintendent of schools, and many others on one side of the table. And on the other side of the table, we have a number of private business leaders, folks who are passionate about developing our community, both economically and through community development. And so once a month, we come together, and they do a great job guiding the foundation and guiding our activities. Very blessed to have a great board and with a lot of support. And so we meet, and I'm always happy to bring you a report the day after.
There you go. So. We call it going around the table. Before we go around the table, any other breaking news?
Well, you know, absolutely. We've got some good things going. Recently, we were able to announce that Delta Biofuels decided to come and make a significant investment in our community with a $70 million project. We're working on a groundbreaking ceremony right now, which will be the official kickoff of that project. As soon as it's scheduled, it's probably going to be within the next 30 days or so. We'll let you and your listeners know so that we can all celebrate together. This will be a great project. Delta Biofuels is going to be producing pelletized bagasse, which will be used in the energy market. 150 jobs to start, significant salary. I want to say the average salaries will be somewhere in the $65,000 range, which is a great salary marker. And it'll also create a whole host of indirect jobs, construction jobs and whatnot. And so we're very excited for that investment in our community and look forward to working with them as we go forward. We've got a number of other projects that we're working on currently, too.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
apart
from the bagasse and those who provide the bagasse,
right.
Are there other related businesses or industry that may benefit from this as well?
Well, you know, of course, they're going to need a lot of support. You know, there are a lot of vendors, a lot of opportunities for sales and things like that. The product that they're going to be producing is for the energy market. There are many places around the world that are taking pelletized bagasse, pelletized wood pellets, you know, a whole host of other alternative energy sources and replacing coal. That's the goal, is to reduce the use of coal as much around the world as can be done. And so Delta's got a number of contracts overseas, many in Asia and in Europe, and we'll be producing them right here. And so it's a real green project, one, you know, the first of its kind in our area. And so we're certainly looking forward to celebrating with them for their groundbreaking. And I think it's going to bring a lot of other businesses that will want to co-locate next to it. There are a lot of side businesses, what we call clustering in economic development, that can happen around facilities like this. There's going to be a lot of utility build out on that side of the parish, which will certainly help us all. And so just really happy that they're coming to this area. It was a competition, and we were so happy that we were able to make it to the finish line.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And obviously, there is a little bagass around here.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, folks that are not from around here may see that it's something that we typically drive over every day. But, you know, the fact that it's a usable cash crop is really exciting and something that I think will really help not only our community, but our farmers as well, our agricultural sector who work so hard to produce for us. And just another way for them to make a few pennies and continue to be profitable.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely. So good things, you know, good things going on right now. We've got the Progress Point Business Park is moving forward. There's a lot of construction going on out at the Airport Access Road area soon. Starting on December 1st, as a matter of fact, you'll begin to see water utilities start to come in. And shortly after that, sewer will be right behind it. So there'll be a lot of pipe work going on out there next, and really looking forward to it. All with the ultimate goal of getting those utilities to Progress Point so that we can begin to market it the way we've wanted to for some time now.
Very good.
So the meeting starts off. We always honor our business member of the month. Our business member of the month this month is Postlewaite and Netterville. P&N are a CPA firm, okay. Certified public accountants. They do a great job. They serve as our auditors, and they help us with a whole host of, you know, financial management duties and things like that. They're also members of the IDF. And so we thank P&N for their ongoing support of the IDF and in our community. Thanks for what you do. We also each month spotlight a particular commercial property. There are so many great sites around Iberia Parish, places where businesses can grow and invest. So we pick out one each time. And this month's commercial property spotlight is the old Chase Bank building on Center Street, on the way out toward Lowe's.
So that is empty.
It is empty now, and it is available. And so we encourage you to check out our website, and it's available for purchase. And so we're hoping that it's a great facility built just like a bank, and so very strong and a great building and a great place for someone to locate. So. A
couple of access points, too, from, was that Week Street?
Right.
And then Center Street, of
course. It's a long yeah. piece. It's got some great trees on it, wonderful building, great covered parking. So just a great opportunity to come and check out that property and all the other great properties here in Iberia Parish. I mentioned to the board that we had this month's Coffee and Conversation, which we do each month. And you can find our Coffee and Conversation event on our Facebook page, Iberia Industrial Development Foundation, because we broadcast it on Facebook Live. Our Coffee and Conversation event this month was with State Representative Bo Boye. Bo came in, and he and I had a great conversation about the upcoming constitutional amendments that will be on the ballot in November, since they've moved the voting date the October, the typical October time frame, to November. And I, you know, want to make sure folks know that so they can get out and vote. There are going to be a number of constitutional amendments that will be on the ballot this year. And he did a great job of explaining exactly what they are and exactly why he hopes that folks can support 1, 2, and 3.
The Public Affairs Research Council, in fact, I just downloaded it the other day, and closer to the election, I was going to talk a little bit about it. They do a great explanation, not in favor of yes or no,
right,
but just explaining what a yes vote means, what a no vote means, and then you make the decision.
I think that that's the way to go. PAR is known for being nonpartisan. I encourage folks to get the PAR guide to the constitutional amendments. They do that each time these things come up. It's a really good explanation of what, you know, what you'll be looking at as you go to the polls. That's the best way to understand these things. You know, I understand, you know, people go to the polls and they see the ballot measure, and it could be a little confusing, you know, yeah, written by lawyers.
and you know what worries me about a lot of them, and they see the word tax and right away it's no.
Right, right.
You know, and not understanding, no, this may actually be a tax
right.
benefit or something to that effect.
Right. So. And so whether you vote yes or no, it's always good to be informed, you know, completely informed. And PAR does a great job of telling you what will happen if you vote yes and telling you what will happen if you vote no. And so I encourage folks to go and get that. It's, you say it's downloadable now?
Yeah, very easily at PAR Louisiana, either .org or .com. Probably .org.
Yeah. That's right.
So. PAR, the P-A-R, Louisiana spelled out, PARLouisiana.org.
Very good. Very good. I mentioned to the board that I'm currently serving on the Business and Site Development Committee with One Acadiana. One Acadiana, for those that don't know, serves as a regional chamber of commerce for the eight-parish defined Acadiana region. And there are a number of ways that we participate regionally. Sometimes it's better to push for things as a group. And they've got a number of committees which I serve on and help out with. One of those is the Business and Site Development Committee. That's where the Louisiana Certified Site Program happens. The certified sites are those sites around Acadiana that are certified so that when site selectors and investors come in and want to make a quick decision on where to locate their business, these are properties that have already gone through all of the due diligence that's required. Typically, if an investor comes in, it might take 6 or 7 months to get all of the various informational pieces together, surveys and information about utilities and information about environmental testing and geotechnical and soil boring and all of the things, all of the boring stuff that goes into making a decision to determine whether or not that site is the best place to be. Certified sites have already gone through all of that scrutiny. The information is ready to go. And so certified sites are the ones that site selectors really want to look at first because it helps them get to a site and get to a decision quickly. And so there are a number of sites in Iberia Parish that have been certified so far. I'm working with the One Acadiana Committee to certify P5, which is a site at Acadiana Regional Airport, on the Highway 90 side of the runway. It's a large piece, I want to say over 100 acres, and just a great area of the airport to consider. And so we'll be starting that certified site process very soon. And so we'll be working closely with Entergy on this one, and so we look forward to getting that up and running. There are a number of certified sites all across the region.
Broussard just got one or two.
Broussard just certified two. Here in Iberia Parish, we have four or five, I believe, and we'll be adding this one as well. So we're looking to continue to add to the certified sites process. The state picks up about 75% of the tab, and then others contribute to make this happen. So it's not just on public property. It can also happen on private property. So if you're interested, if you're interested in having your property certified, let us know. Give our office a call at 337-367-0834, and we'll be happy to connect you with that certified site process.
Very good.
IDF recently got some new business intelligence tools that we know will be very important and helpful to small businesses. Numbers, marketing, some really in-depth intelligence on what this market is about and how you can increase your business here locally. We got that through Buxton. There's a tool called Buxton Scout that we've acquired and are using now. We're going through the training on it right now. It's a really, really good tool that we can offer to the public and give you some really good insight about your small business, whether you're getting ready to start one or whether you want to grow the one you have. And so we're going through the training, and we're going to be talking soon about how we're going to roll that out to the public and give the folks an opportunity maybe to come by our office and learn a little bit more about their business and how they can be more effective and more efficient and ultimately more profitable.
Very good.
The next thing I have on the list is about our podcast. So yours truly, myself, is going to be starting a new podcast soon. I'm so excited. This is just a really good thing. And my thanks to Jeff and Kane Radio. Jeff's done the intro and the outro for the show, which has come out really good. We're going to start recording next week. We hope to be able to put it out on all of the traditional podcast channels, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Audible, starting within the next couple of weeks or so. And so we encourage you to check it out. The name of the show is The Mic Drop with Mike Tarantino.
Love it.
We'll be dropping some great information and great shows. I think we're going to be doing some business topics, but we're also going to sprinkle in some really good, fun community development related material. And so we hope you'll join us and share it with your friends. It's all about letting folks know the wonderful place we have here in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, both on the serious side when it comes to business, but also on the fun side as it pertains to all of the wonderful reasons why you should live here, work here, play here, all of the above.
You're not going to bail on me on
not
the
at
third.
All. No, this is the priority.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, this is the priority.
How frequently do you hope to do that?
Well, you know, the good thing about podcasting is that you can record these and, you know, keep them in the can kind of thing. We hope to release, two episodes a month. And we'll, you know, until we get up and running, and then we'll see how many more we can do. But no, this Kane Radio is where we want to be, and we appreciate the opportunity to come on your show each month and talk about all these topics. This is just another way of reaching out to folks. We know that a lot of folks are listening to podcasts as they're driving from here to there, and it's just really hopefully it'll be people will find it to be good programming and informative. And so we're lining up some guests. We hope Jeff Boggs will be a guest at some point. And we just really want to bring it out there and show folks what it is and have a little fun doing it. So it'll be, there'll be some light moments, and we hope people will tune in. We're also looking to possibly video it while we're doing it, so you may be able to catch a video version of it on our Facebook page as well.
Very good.
The mic drop with Mike Tarantino. Appreciate that. So the next, we're beginning with the beginning
statement. And let me ask you, when searching, should they type in the? Do you think they'll find it? And again,
yes.
Mike is in M-I-K-E.
Yes. Yeah.
The traditional Mike shortening is M-I-C.
Right, right.
But it would be the M-I-K-E drop.
Right. And there are a number of other Mike drop shows across the podcast universe. That's why we added with Mike Tarantino at the end. We're putting together our logo right now, so it'll be very distinctive and something that you can easily catch and see. And so we're looking forward to doing that, and we're really looking forward to rolling it out the next couple of weeks.
Very good.
So next item we talked about was we're working with the beginning stages of a project with UL Lafayette Research Center to build a bioinnovation center here in Iberia Parish. We're at the beginning stages. We're looking for, the New Iberia Research Center here in Iberia Parish is a gem. It really is doing big things, particularly in the development of vaccines. There were recent reports over the last couple of months about what a critical role the New Iberia Research Center played in the development of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And so we want to continue to capitalize on all of the economic development that the research center brings. Typically, they do a lot of great research here. They do a lot of great things. And then that knowledge and those things go off into another part of the country. All of that knowledge gets shipped to labs in Boston and Indianapolis and other places across the country. We want to do more to build out the facilities that will keep that research here developing longer, because it creates really high-quality jobs with really high-quality pay. I was looking at some of those research jobs, average of $100,000 to $110,000 a year, those kind of things. Those are the quality jobs that we want to continue to try to bring more here. And so we're working right now at the very early stages of building a bioinnovation center here, probably at Progress Point. So I don't want to make any promises yet. We're in the early stages, but I did report that to the board yesterday. That's a project that I think would really, really help us in a whole host of ways, including in diversifying our overall economy. So
Very good. To
look forward to. We talked a little bit about website upgrades. We're going to be doing some additional improvements to our website. The reason why I bring it up here is if folks would like to check out our website, it's www.iberiabiz.org. On there, you'll find a host of different important pieces of important information, including economic indicators, which I'm going to be going over here in just a second. Two other quick things going around the table. We talked about very soon, within the next couple of weeks, IDF is participating with some national groups in rolling out a small business portal that is sponsored by Verizon. Verizon nationally has put together a really good small business information portal that is really good when it comes to bringing a whole host of different items to the person that's looking to open up or expand their small business. Whether it's a CPA or an attorney or insurance or any of the above, this Verizon tool is going to be a really good thing, and it's free. And so in the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing an official kickoff. We're looking to sign up 100 Iberia Parish businesses. We're looking for 100 Iberia Parish businesses to sign up for this Verizon tool. And so we encourage folks to check it out. Go on our website or check us out on our Facebook page, again, Iberia Industrial Development Foundation, and you'll be able to tune into that kickoff. I think it's going to be a great tool, and we really want to show. We really want to make sure that Iberia Parish businesses are tuned in. Lastly, I worked on I am working on a project with the mayor of Jenneret and the mayor of Lorville on participating in the Louisiana Development Ready Communities Program. That's a program offered by Louisiana Economic Development. It brings in a lot of experts, a lot of folks that can help small rural towns and villages put together the action plans and the master plans that are needed so that they can grow. So there's a pathway to growth. These plans include bringing in community task forces, participation from the community, all with the guidance of LED, and IDF is going to participate as well. We're just at the beginning stages of that as well, but if your local mayor calls you and says, hey, I'd love for you to be able to serve on a committee or a task force as we go through the Louisiana Development Ready Communities Program, please say yes. We'd really like to have the community get involved. We all need to grow together. We all need to buy into the plans that we put out there. That's the way that they'll be successful. Many other communities have reached development-ready status. The city of New Iberia did it. The program is about 5 years old now. The city of New Iberia did it in its first year. Broussard reached that status last year. So we're looking forward to helping and moving Lorville and Jenneret forward, along with the help from the mayors and their councils, by getting them certified as well.
Excellent.
Then we talked a little bit about economic indicators. Just so I'll run through that pretty quickly. Oil and gas this time last year was at about $44 a barrel. And, of course, during the lockdown was actually in a negative stage. Happy to say, though, that just recently I saw the numbers went above 80. It might be, it's hovering around $79, $80 a barrel for WTI right now. So oil per barrel is improving. Some of those high numbers may be a little temporary as we shake off some of the damage from the shutdowns from Hurricane Ida. But overall, oil prices continue to remain strong, and we're happy to see that.
What does it mean for the Gulf, though?
What does it mean for the Gulf? That's a great question.
Yeah, because there have been, just in the Advocate earlier this week,
right,
suggested that, oil prices are great, but is the Gulf benefiting? Is our oil industry benefiting?
Absolutely. So you're going to see more. I think you're going to see more benefit if the prices stay high. They can go up and then come down, but if they stay high, I've been told by drillers that the more they stay, $75, $80 a barrel is kind of the break. It's kind of the break point in many respects. The federal government is now beginning to offer leases in the Gulf of Mexico, which is a great sign. And so I think it may be slow, but I think that that's what it's going to take to continue to improve. We need to stop buying oil. We need to stop encouraging, in my opinion, we need to stop encouraging OPEC to provide more oil and produce more oil here domestically. When those projects happen, we as citizens have to demand that more and more of that work get done by American firms on American soil. And so this is step one. You need prices to be higher, which encourages more exploration, more drilling. And so this is step number one that helps investors to be a little comfortable with investing in those new types of things. The Gulf of Mexico is very strong with still a lot of reserve out there. And so I think the sky's the limit. May take a little while, but the sky's the limit.
Gotcha.
So we also talked about natural gas prices as well. Natural gas prices are up over a dollar, maybe even $2 more than they were this time last year, which is certainly a good thing. I think those prices are a little higher because I really think that people are starting to hedge their bets and expecting a cold winter. And so I think the markets are kind of hedging on that a little bit. And so you may see those prices stay a little high, a little higher through and on other commodities as well. Through the wintertime.
I think the website is Today's Oil or something like
right.
that, Oil Today. Or,
right.
And they had a story yesterday, maybe heating prices would be 50% higher, combination of those prices and needing to crank those thermostats even more because of the possible colder winter, that
right.
combination.
After the shock of last year's winter storms, people are really bracing for that in many parts of the country. It was interesting to see, though, that electricity, the electrical utility wasn't quite as high a jump as some others, but we'll see how that shakes out. But I think people are beginning to look forward to the winter time and see how that goes.
If it gets cold this year, I'm just going to Cancun.
Okay, so anyway. That's another way to do it.
Leave the thermostat down here and
right, absolutely. Retail sales in Iberia Parish continue to remain strong. September. I'm looking at September numbers. We go with confirmed numbers when we make our report. In September of 2020, Iberia Parish retail sales were 91 million. Excuse me. 91 million. In September of 2021, they were as high as 112 million. So still continuing to grow, continuing to remain higher than it was this time last year, which Ms. Carrie Laviolette reported translated it into some great sales tax collection numbers. And so we were certainly happy to see that. And lastly, on the unemployment rates, I like to bring those to your attention as we go through. The last confirmed rates we have, they bring out preliminary numbers and then they confirm them all the time.
Right.
We use confirmed numbers, of course. Our last confirmed numbers from August here in Iberia Parish were 7%, which is considerably down. Each month it's continued to go down exponentially, and we continue to feel that it will continue to drop. Part of that, admittedly, part of that are folks that have been long-term unemployed and have dropped off the roster. But that is, I believe that's a small, the economists that I've spoken to equate that to about 0.5%, maybe 1% of the overall number. And so that still is a very strong number, and we continue to drop, and I expect it will continue.
I know there was a jobs report that was released recently that didn't look real positive, but then a lot of people said, well, really, it's not as bad as it looks, because a lot of people are quitting their jobs because they think they can find a better job right now, that there are so many good jobs out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in the job space right now. It's going to have to be a settling out time after this pandemic lockdown, as people reenter the workforce and decide if they want to stay in the jobs that they're currently in. That makes it incredibly tough for employers to plan and to do what they need to do. There's going to be some balance here as how that comes through, and some growing pains as we go through. I like to watch that unemployment number, and I just like to see it continue to come down. The rest will work itself out over the next few months.
All right.
Yeah. Lastly, on the economic indicator front, the airport, I'll mention, excuse me, the Acadiana Regional Airport, we measure operations each month. And in September, they had about right under 3,000 operations for the month of September, which is pretty strong typically. Well, in September of 2021, they had over 7,000 operations. And so really good stuff happening at our airport. The military traffic is beginning to come back. A lot of great work is happening at AVEX. There are a lot of other air flight operations that are coming out because people from the affected areas in southeast Louisiana are now jumping off from Acadiana Regional Airport. So there's a bit of a bump up in operations from that. If you go out to the airport today, you'll see many cars parked out there. And that's because a lot of folks from the parishes to the east have located over here temporarily, at least,
gotcha.
To access those platforms and whatnot. Okay, so then we went around the table. Ms. Carrie Laviolette, the superintendent of schools, mentioned that the school system is doing very well. Again, those sales tax collections are coming in, and we're up about 19.4% for the latest month. So really good.
And that's not just good for the school board. It's good for other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As soon as, when the parish president made his report and the mayor made his report, it translates across the board to all of the tax collecting bodies. And so just really good from that perspective. She mentioned that the school systems are going to be getting a lot of resources coming from the federal government. A lot of what she called ESSER funds will be coming in to help the school system make investments, whether it's in adding new guidance counselors or upgrading technology or those kinds of things. You'll see a lot of investment coming from the schools. This is, I don't want to call it rescue plan money, but it's rescue plan style money coming from the feds, which I think will go a long way to helping the school system to upgrade and continue to provide the best it can for our local students. She mentioned that it will take time to get back up and running to normal. A lot of kids coming back into school, that kind of thing. It'll take a little time. So, the test scores that'll come out, she was just kind of preparing us, for the ups and downs that those test scores might have. There may be a little bit of a decline, but out of the periods that we've come out of, but going forward, she's very confident that those test scores will come back up because, we all feel that, kids are learn best when they're in school in person and going through a full school day. So, looking forward to that, as well. She was really excited to hear about the low COVID numbers here in our community. Across the school system, their COVID rate was down to about 3.6%. So
it's about where the parish is.
Significantly lower, and that really helps because that means less students are in quarantine and they can be present for the school day. And so things are good there as well. Mr. Craig Romero with the Port of Iberia.
Oh, they had a good week.
They did. They really did. Mr. Romero came. He's on our board. And he came and made a report as well. I'll start with that one. The AgMac dredging bids came in, and the low bidder was Magnolia Dredging out of Mandeville. That's going to be a 10 to 12 month project, and looking forward to seeing the AgMac project begin. For those that are just tuning in, the AgMac stands for the Acadian and Gulf of Mexico Access Channel. It'll significantly deepen the access channel to the Port of Iberia, which will make it better for heavier packages, more deep water style fabrication and jobs that the port is known for. And so looking forward to seeing that happen, and congratulations to the port and the port board and to Craig, of course, for reaching that milestone, which has been a long time coming. And we appreciate the legislators, our legislative delegation, and all those who have come together to support it as well. You mentioned that there's a word coming from Baton Rouge that the state is projecting $1 billion surplus in the upcoming year from, you know, various dollars, federal dollars that are coming in, other assistance and rescue plans that have come in. And so everyone is looking forward to seeing what the state government is going to do with that $1 billion surplus. And, you know, folks like me would love to see it spent on infrastructure projects, economic development related infrastructure projects that can make our sites better, including at the Port of Iberia. And so we look forward to those discussions with our legislative delegation as time moves forward. He also mentioned that we all need to pay a lot of attention to the upcoming reapportionment. You know, there's a lot of movement going on. You know, you get the census numbers in, and they move Senate districts and House districts around. And so we encourage folks to pay attention and to make sure that, you know, this is just a result of make, you know, we really preach filling out those census forms. And this is just one of those effects that it has. And so we want to make sure that we have enough representation in the legislature. And so we'll be watching reapportionment very closely.
Absolutely.
Ms. Dion Vietar is the Iberia Medical Center CEO. She mentioned that COVID is down significantly across our parish. There are five COVID patients in the hospital right now, which is tremendously positive, coming down from the numbers where they were. They've resumed surgical activities and some other elective procedures, which has been a long time coming, and they're moving forward with their strategic plan. So great news coming from the hospital, just another great indication of the great stuff going on, the great care received. And so we need to keep it up, folks. You know, we need to keep these numbers down so that we can continue to move forward in that way. And Mr. Paul Landry with the Iberia Parish Council is on our board as well. He mentioned that the budget process is now underway. Please check with media, because each week there's a special finance committee meeting that reviews various parish government fund budgets. And so, you know, folks need to stay informed with that and engage. Now's the time to engage with those budget numbers, because the decisions that are being made now are what are going to affect us next year.
Yeah, and just again, the first of those three were this past Monday night. They've got another one this Monday. In fact, I got the agenda yesterday. I hadn't had a chance to open it, but they'll discuss different budgets, departmental budgets, each Monday night.
Right, absolutely. And so with the ultimate goal, I think they passed the final budget in the December time frame, and so we're running up on the end of the year, and so we'd encourage folks to pay attention to that. And of course, the rest of the meeting was input from the private business side of the board. Generally, business is going well. You know, the more things open, the lower the COVID rate gets, the higher the business. And so there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of great things happening in local business. Of course, employment challenges are still there. There are anywhere from 400 to 500 jobs available here in Iberia Parish, positions that are not yet filled. And so there are some challenges there. We continue to push forward. But overall, business is good here in Iberia Parish. And so we had a great meeting, and appreciate the opportunity to bring you the report.
Let me ask you this, yes, and maybe you can expound on any of their economic development opportunities, but Heard the Little River Inn building may have been sold. You hearing anything
yes,
on that?
Yes, I have heard some of that. I you know, of course,
I know you're not always at liberty to say
right,
something.
But it has. It's my understanding that it has been sold to an investor, and we'll see. You know, the announcement is going to come out soon as to what they're going to put there. But yeah, that has happened, and I think it's a great. That's a great building too, and so I'm really excited that that building has been purchased. You know, from my understanding. And looking forward to seeing it back in commerce very soon. I think people may be happy with what's coming. But I would like them and the mayor to be able to make those announcements.
Yeah, fair enough. And, again, I had heard a specific thing, but you're right. It's not for me to say either until.
I just don't want to, I want to make sure that folks know that, Mayor Freddie DeCourcy's doing a great job. And, we're working very closely together, as am I, with all the mayors and with Parish President Larry Richard. And so I just like to give him a little that kind of respect. So.
No doubt about it. Anything else along those lines?
No, look, I tell you, we've got a lot of inquiries. Every time somebody says the word vaccine, my phone rings. Meaning, there's a lot of pent up demand out there right now. People want to start businesses. People want to locate. They want to expand. And so we've been getting a lot of inquiries on a host of different from a host of different industries. And we look forward to bringing some additional announcements over the next couple of months. So looking forward to that. And I'm going to be sharing some things about coming up in the next few months about ways that we can improve with infrastructure development. You know, some of the things that I'm hearing from some businesses that we didn't have, that if we had it, we'd be better, we'd be more attractive in those situations. And so you'll hear us talking about that a bit more in the upcoming months.
Very good. Mike, keep us up to date with the podcast, since you're not due in here for another month or so, if you release it in advance, please let us know.
Will do, and thanks again. I appreciate it.